This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engines.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
All right, folks, welcome to KCBQ AM 1170.
The answer.
And this segment is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. Got a grocery store, you got a liquor store, you got any kind of a business whatsoever, and you're looking to eliminate labor costs, we'll try self-checkout. All the big boys do it, Walmart, Home Depot, and Costco, and you can do it too. It won't cost you any more than the price of a cash register, believe it or not. But the bonus of hooking up with Southwest is 7 days a week, 24-hour a day, you get service. If you're open, they're open. Give them a call, 800-540-2149 or southwestpos.com. They'll come out, take a look at your equipment, and if it works, you're ahead of the game. Also, San Diego Gear and Axle, if anything under the car goes bad, Steve can fix it. Two-wheel, four-wheel, all-wheel, transfer case, you name it, race car, drag car, sand car. Like I said, if it's got a transmission or a transfer case, Steve is the man. Go to stgearaxle.com. And last but not least, Black Forest Motorsports. Got a Porsche Mini or a BMW, and you're looking for an alternative to the dealer. 40 years experience at Black Forest Motorsports. And if you think you've got some talent, they can set your car up to head to the track, slap a number on it, you might get a trophy. Check them out at blackforest.com, blackforest.com. Well, here's the guy, the man, the myth, the legend, Bob Beck, been announcer at Irwindale drag strip, right?
Drag strip, yeah.
See, now a lot of people don't even know you have a drag strip.
I know there. A lot of people don't. They've avoided it, unfortunately, because they just think the oval track is
well,
the
place. Well, that's all they ever have heard of. That's all. I mean, I hate to admit it. I didn't know that you guys had a drag strip either, to be honest with you.
And we run every Thursday night, plus weekend stuff. We got two events this weekend. One was yesterday, and I was there for that. And then today is a BMW event.
Wow.
So they get on the drag strip. They get on the drift part. They can do whatever they want. They can show. We had the last import event, we had over 900 vehicles.
Wow. Well, somebody knows.
Yeah.
Somebody knows. Well, like I said, if you ever... You know, down here in Southern California, we used to have Qualcomm Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That went away, of course.
Yeah.
Now we've got Barona Speedway. Nothing against Barona Speedway, but try towing a 45-foot race trailer up Wildcat Canyon Road and then coming back down at night. It could be a little hair-raising.
Yeah.
And if you do have an issue on the track and your chutes don't open, it could get real exciting.
It can, but they did extend the back of the track off.
Thank
for shutdown.
God.
Yeah, we were doing. I was doing a race there one time, and one of the gentlemen with a Pro Mod went sideways to keep from going into the end.
Oh,
of the track.
Oh yeah, I would too.
Yeah,
I'd be going turning right and going up the hill.
Yeah.
But no, Irwindale isn't that an NHRA sanctioned track?
We are NHRA eighth mile.
And everybody says, I want a quarter mile. You don't need a quarter mile.
No, and we find that most people run out of talent before they ran out of horsepower.
Isn't that
the
truth?
Tell us how you really feel, Bob.
Well, it's the truth, though.
Can I just acknowledge Peggy, his lovely wife, is with us, too?
Oh, the chauffeur?
She loves cars, too, so we're not going to count her out in this conversation today.
No, she's car crazy, too.
Yes.
Otherwise, how could you do what you do if she wasn't?
Exactly.
Dave, ask them where they got married.
Where'd you get married?
On the starting line at Irwindale Speedway.
Wow.
During a race called Night of Destruction.
Which, to me, you're
Wait
right,
a
is
Night of Destruction at a drag strip?
No, this was on the oval.
On a wedding day.
Oh, at the oval, I was going to say, want to go to your drag strip.
This was on the oval, Night of Destruction. During the autograph session, we got married on the starting line. We had 50 hot rods and 100 friends with that, plus 100 or so more invited guests.
Wow.
And 3,500 people we just met in the stands.
Yeah. Boy, you still got the wedding gifts? You're still exchanging them back and forth?
Yeah. Yeah, it was gasoline and car parts.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. Well, that's fantastic. How long have you guys been married?
7 years.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
Does he let you drive?
Oh, I have my own car. Thank you.
Well, excuse me. Yeah.
Tell us what you have.
Tell us what you got.
I have a 1946.
Get a little closer.
1946 Ford Super Deluxe.
Yay! What? Pictures, please. I know our listeners can't.
Well, you can do that. They can't see it on radio.
Yeah. I want to. It was just for me. Sorry, listeners.
Oh, yeah. The heck with you guys.
I want to see. Yeah.
Oh, and it's not stock. It's got Edelbrock heads and carburetors, and it's lowered. It's got suck and roll interior.
Do you drive?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
And then she drives most of the time. But she also won trophy at the Grand National Roadster Show at Pomona.
Wow.
With her car.
Atta girl.
That's good.
Yeah. I was so shocked. I was like, what?
Yeah. And then got an award at Edelbrock when they were doing their car
shows. Yeah. How cool is that?
So it's a cool car.
Yeah. So the strip runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Normally it's just Thursday night, but they're specialty events. People come in and they will do a private event.
Okay, rent the track.
Rent the track, basically.
That's where Bailey was racing, our guest from last week.
Yeah, okay. He's a good kid.
Good.
Because he started off on the street. I think he ended up talking to a judge.
Uh-huh.
And the judge suggested he go another direction.
Well, yeah, you guys have had SRK on.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And they bring kids out as well. There's another person that brings kids out. Same thing, offenders. Right. He goes for the San Fernando Valley area only.
Right. Well, and it's so important that people have an alternative. You know, it's one thing that's like selling a kid a basketball and not have a basketball court.
Yeah, you got to
stay
inside.
Make it illegal if you bounce the basketball.
Yeah.
You can't do that. If you're going to sell cars and sell parts and pieces to make these cars go as quick as they do,
right?
You got to be safe. You got to have your correct safety equipment.
It's got to be an outlet.
And you got to have an outlet.
Yeah.
Well, even if you buy a car off the showroom floor. You've got to be, you know, what are you going to do with it? Well, you can street race it, which is what happens a lot of times, or you can go to a sanctioned track, and that's where we're trying to get kids to go, and even adults
to the track. Well, it was so funny talking to Bailey, because I already knew the answer. I said, so, you street race. He goes, yeah. And I says, now you're going to Irwindale. How do you drive now on the streets compared to before you went to Irwindale? A lot slower.
I'm because, with him on that.
Because you now have an outlet for that adrenaline, where on the street you realize those doorknobs around you, they don't have any kind of talent. You talk about running out of talent quick.
Oh, yeah. But the other thing, too, is when you're on a track, you have a measurable performance level. You can see what your ET was. You can see what your mile per hour was. And you can see what your reaction time was.
Yeah.
On the street, the only time you get an ET slip is when the cop catches you.
and that's not a good one.
No.
Your insurance company doesn't like it either. Well, and the thing when you're on an actual strip, you know, a little bit of ego kicks in. Mm-hmm. You're on a stage. You got people clapping. And you can look and say, that must have been my fault. Because, you know, reaction time, 3 minutes, 42 seconds,
But one thing we've noticed, too, on the drag strip, the butt dyno comes into play.
Yeah.
Because everyone thinks they got a 10-second car.
Right.
Until they come to the track.
Right.
And then they find out what it really is.
Don't you hate that? Butt dyno.
I think that's
just clarifying.
But that's a perfect analogy.
Yeah.
It really, really is. Because drag racing can be very humbling.
Yeah. Well, I remember I had a friend who thought he had a 10-second car. And took him to the drags one time, and he found out he had a 19-second car. So the feeling in the seat of your pants is not necessarily reality.
We've had people climb out of a car just buckling them in. Are like, can you open that door? Don't open the door.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine that runs the Rusty Wallace driving experience. Okay. They were at Auto Club Speedway and what have you. And she says they will drive 90 miles an hour to get to the track. Put him in, strap him in, and they can't get him over 50 miles an hour on the track.
We had a running joke with that too. Peg went through the driving school at Irwindale.
Okay.
And we had a friend that went on the same lap series as she did. And she thought she was flying. And then when I told her I timed her at 30 miles an hour, she goes, no, I can't be doing that. She says, yeah, you were. It's a half mile track.
Yeah.
It took you a minute.
It didn't. Yeah. The math is not that difficult. But I think it's the intimidation of the car is probably, even if it's not loud, it's just that when you're strapped in, you know, then all of a sudden it's a different animal.
Yeah, it's a whole different animal. The car, you have different feelings. You're used to driving your car, you're sitting in a certain position, you're sitting up high, you got the stereo going, the air conditioning's running, and now you get into a NASCAR stocker or even a drag car, and you find out all those things isolate you.
Yeah.
And now you're not isolated. So it's a different feeling.
I know. Well, I tell you what, one of these days, or however we can pull it together, I can even use local cars. Love to have you come back down and do TV with me.
Sure.
On KUSI. I'm telling you, people that did come to KUSI, the return on no investment is free. I had a guy, we just put him on, his group on, and he said like 60% of the people that were there, one, didn't know about his event and mm-hmm. seen it on KUSI.
Cool.
So we're pretty huge. Let's take a quick break.
We should hear from Dirt Dude.
I would think results. So. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. All their vehicles are on the lot. That's including used cars. Can you believe it? Tons of Broncos, tons of Mach-E's. So whichever way you want to go, gas or electric, El Cajon Ford can take care of you. Plus, they're family-owned and operated, so they're going to give you screaming deals. Service department, now that's another thing. Work on every car in your driveway. Yeah, that's right. Just because you're driving a Ford, or that's a Ford store, they'll work on Chevys, Toyotas, Nissans with trained technicians. So how could you beat it? El Cajon Ford. Go to ElCajonMotors.com. They also support Barona Speedway. I think PJ was out last night. Didn't do as well as he had anticipated.
Yeah, some of us didn't quite have the weekend.
Yeah, it was an interesting
planned.
Night. The weather was el perfecto.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. Dirt Dude's spike is getting taller and taller.
It is. It's like fresh on the side.
I seen a little bird sitting on top of it on the track. Hey, Dirt Dude, are you there?
What up? What up?
Hi.
What up? What up?
How's your voice?
It's okay. I guess it's there. You know?
Yeah. Have you been listening to the show, Dirt Dude? We have Irwindale's announcer on.
Yeah, he's here.
Another announcer. It's like announcer show, because then you're going to have
Scott Delosio.
Scott after me.
Yeah, and he's just going to be doing it. So I've got three announcers.
Wow.
In a row. So Bob Beck, have you heard the name?
No, I have not.
I haven't been
up to Irwindale much.
Well, he doesn't. He doesn't do circles. He goes straight. So he does the drag strip. Have you ever done the circle track?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I worked at Bakersfield Speedway.
Oh, okay.
For 3 years doing theirs.
Okay.
I've done a couple of stints on the oval, but not on a regular.
Well, this is our local guy, Dirt Dude, and he subs for me every once in a while for the. I used to do the Burn Institute. Demo derby.
Oh, okay.
Try to MC a demo derby with straight pipes.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, it's real tough. So when Dirt Dude does it, because I told him, I says, dude, they're running the races on Sunday. I can't do it. Would you do it? He says, yeah, sure, I'll do it. So then he'd call in on tonight, like now.
Yeah, barely a voice.
He could barely have a voice because he's just as goofy as I am. Even though the pipes are loud, he's still screaming at the top of his lungs.
Well, the worst part of it is they always want to do their show on a Sunday, right? Yeah, perfect. But it's right after a Saturday night. So
yeah.
I know.
For Saturday night. Yeah. And they're doing a full day Sunday, and I'm shouting over demo cars.
Yeah. But see, like, okay. I knew that. But I knew your ego was big enough that you'd say yes anyway. So I had that one made in the shade. Because I don't want to just send anybody out there. I want somebody that
Dirt Dude
will represent. And I knew you would. And I knew after the first one, you're going, what did I get myself into? My throat is...
My hat's off to anyone that can do drag strip in and out.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of time to fill.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. Oh, he's saying no.
Talking about a car, and then it's another 20 minutes while they stage another car, or you're, you know, between groups or staging, you're just like, blah, 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 blah,
You're getting locations and everything else.
Bob,
you're getting kickback because I don't think that's the case.
No. Yeah, I got to talk faster than the cars go, but it's not bad. We try and send off cars about every 30 seconds, so there's not that much time delay. Now, I do have to say, when you're on the pro cars, the nitro cars, there's a lot of delay there.
Right.
I don't do those. Yeah. Although I do them at the nostalgia races.
Yeah.
I don't do the pro show.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the race last night.
Between rounds, like don't they do between rounds? Like you have a group come up, a full set, you know, like ET cars and then bracket cars. And then you have a break for a little bit while you wait for them to do their turnaround,
play
right?
Music.
No.
Stop.
No, they just keep running classes.
All right, start talking about Barona before everybody yells at you.
I haven't been to a drag strip of that.
I could tell.
So I'm like, okay, because I'm used to Barona drag strip because I know there was a lot of downtime in there on that one.
Will you get to the results?
David would like the results, please.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I would like to talk about our night. It was the Josh and Bob Thompson Memorial Night. A lot of family was there. It was awesome because, you know, before we even had anything going on, the family went out and did their thing on the track.
Nice.
They put, you know, Bob and Josh where they wanted in certain places. And then, but the thing is, Jamie, their sister, couldn't be there because she couldn't come back. She's in New York. So she went to a dirt track in New York because she was visiting. She had something to do in New York.
Uh-huh.
So she has a picture of Bob and Josh in their little urns on top of a sprint car tire in New York. And then they have Bob and Josh on top of the K-rail at Verona on the same day. So it was just like the family still bonded.
And That's cool.
There was people I hadn't seen for a long time. And, you know, the coolest thing was PJ took off his number 33 and decaled his car as the 86 as Jeff Thompson's car, or Josh Thompson's car. I mean, it was a spitting image of that car that I remember for a long time. And, you know, it was just perfect. Yeah. And he didn't have a good night. I think he said he had a problem with a brake rotor, right rear rotor broke or something like that.
Bracket.
Took the brake lines out. Yeah, bracket broke, and then it took the brakes out, and he ended up putting it in the wall. Not bad, but I mean, he had no brakes, so he ended up, that's how he stopped, was using the wall.
Yeah, got his attention.
It was a good night. We had 86 big cars, 29 little cars. 860 fans showed up. So
that's a lot of fans.
Nice.
Yes.
And there was a lot of money. There's a lot of money going to the winners, too, let me tell you.
There was a couple drivers that came from out of town, a couple dwarf cars. Yeah. And then, like, these guys were, I said, Brittany, you know, you gave up your ride because another driver. And then Ryan gave up his car for another driver. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everyone's just finding. And it was funny because it was all B&B cars, and all B&B cars were in the top at the end.
I thought everything out there was a B&B car last night. Going, oh, geez, I guess nobody else is racing.
There's still M&M, and then there was a couple different chassis. Yeah, DNR. Yeah, there's a couple different ones. So in our junior sprints, we had Tyler Warner got a main event win.
Yay, in the junior sprint.
Yes, and Charlie Carty was second in that one. I mean, they had some really good racing.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Gay and the Sportsman.
What a finish.
I know. Because they gave it to Chase Rogers, who they thought won, and it was such a close one, they had to go back and scoring. I actually said Charlie was in front of Chase Rogers by, you know, a thousandth of a second. Wow. They were splitting lap traffic.
Wow. Yeah, they were splitting lap traffic.
Amazing.
Oh, that was just a crazy one. That was a good race there. All of our junior drivers had a really good night. Bryson Byford got a main event win and the Masters of Meenendorf. And then Maverick Matthews and Kelly Wetzel were third. So they were, like, really close. Mm-hmm. And the points are really good on those junior drivers, too. They were really close. On to the big track dwarf cars. We had a good amount show up. How many we had? What's
15, I think, and then they were just slowly taking themselves out throughout the day.
Whether they wanted to or not.
It wasn't bad as a modified.
Right?
Darren Brown got a main event win.
Shocking.
Robert Peters came in second. David Taft in a borrowed car came in third. And Tristan Peters came in fourth. All B&B cars. Yeah. Then you go to Tom Morley, who was out of Woodland Hills, and then J.D. Brown out of Bakersfield. You know, so the guys that traveled actually got in there It was good. I mean, the only thing I felt bad for was Trent Morley.
Yes.
Huge.
Airtime.
Huge flip.
At the beginning.
I mean, that car, he did a launch and then did a re-entry burn coming back in from orbit on that one.
Yeah, it was awesome. May I tell the listeners who don't know, Darren started in 14th and won the whole thing.
Well, of
course. So I'm pretty sure he got hard charger and the 2 grand.
Go back to even the heat race. He didn't even finish the heat race.
Yeah. There was a little tangle with a lapped driver.
That was silly.
Yeah. But in the speech, Darren said, I take ownership of it, and I went and apologized to that rookie driver, and right. Don't want him to be discouraged. Come back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It happened. I'm like, okay, there's one of your heavy hitters, and if he's not going to be out, they're going to find. I know they have parts
on
that thing. They have spare A-arms, shocks.
Oh.
They have everything, and they're going to weld the shock mount on if they need to.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, it's just a broken Heim. We were pretty lucky.
Yeah. I was next to Bobby when his driver got taken out, and he was fine.
I was watching it.
Yeah, he was so okay with it.
And then when they banged
wow.
into each other, then all of a sudden the slow car spun a little donut in front, like he was confused. He didn't know what to do or where to go. It was great.
But it all worked out.
Yeah.
On the pure stocks, Christopher Evans got a main event win, and Brandon Justina finished second. Mike Pridgen borrowed a car and finished third. and that was a good one. There was a good change around there. I'm trying to remember, they had a couple of DQs on that one. So, yeah, the guy that finished second was actually, they reviewed Chris's car, and he was almost DQ'd, but then they allowed what they thought was a DQ. So, yeah, they had a tough time in tech last night. I know, that was pretty crazy. On to the IMC Modifieds. Justin Dunn out of Riverside.
Yes.
Man, that was a good one.
Oh.
He had a bad lot when it was the front because, I mean, Cole Dick led that thing a lot.
Yeah.
And then Taylor
Justin
was up there,
Stanley
too.
Stanley was there. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Everyone was all over the spot on that one. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when they first started out, Andy Papp led the first 5 laps.
That's cool.
It's just there was a lot of change in there. I actually, when Cole Dick got out front, I thought he was going to check out. And, you know, the 14 of Justin Dunn reeled him back in, and it was a battle at the end. On to Sport Mods, Dave Capella got a main event win, and Stephen Lutz finished second. And into IMCA Sport Compacts, Ron Schoonover got a main event win, and Jeff Nene came in second, and Chris Nene came in third. So,
well, Ron was not happy the last time he was out. And I was over at his shop.
Oh.
It was hotter than blazes, man. He was twisting wrenches left and right. I figured it out. It was all set up. I figured it out. So he was motivated.
Well, he must have figured something out because that car was running good. I mean, let's see, where do you start off?
It's only his second. I think it's, I mean, that's maybe his first real race.
I don't really remember calling his name much.
No, I think it was his first real race. And he just went to Arizona. He went to Arizona and bought that car. He didn't even know what he was doing.
Yeah, and he was actually helping out another kid.
Yeah.
With the number 55 was another one that he was helping out. And then I saw that you had one of the other drivers on.
Number 68.
Santiago Lopez.
And the funny thing about that's an 88 horsepower car. Everybody else is 115. Yeah, and his dad did it intentionally.
He started 11th and finished 9th.
Yeah, but his dad did it intentionally.
Why? Because he's 14 years old?
Well, not only because he's 14, but he says, I want him to learn how to drive first.
Okay.
You know, the horsepower and everything else, that can come later, but I want him to drive.
Well, we'll learn more.
Yeah.
I just got him on the calendar.
Yeah, I know. I drove Brittany up to get him on the calendar.
He's a pleasure.
Nice kid, 14. He's planning on being a
NASCAR,
professional NASCAR guy. So we worked him hard on KUSI, and we're going to work him even harder on radio. All right, bud. Your time's up. You went too far.
Raina Schott got on the ponies, and then our next race is on the 16th. So it's the last night for IMC points, so it's going to be a big one.
Oh.
All right, buddy. Okay. BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com.
Check us out.
You got it. Thanks, buddy. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back a whole lot more. Scott Delosio, Paris Auto Speedway.
Excited.
What'd you say?
I hit the wrong button. That was
my phone. AM 1170, yeah, the answer.
Okay. Folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. One fast half-mile dirt track, rocking and rolling, having a great time, doing all kinds of wonderful things. And guess what? We got Mr. Wonderful on the line, Scott Delosio, the announcer. And he's got some news in conjunction not only with the fair, but our boy, Brody Roa. How you doing, bud?
Doing good. How are you guys doing? Enjoying the cooler weather?
Yeah, I'm sitting in a studio that's 80 degrees. Thank you very much.
Oh, yuck.
That's what I said. So what's kicking?
You mentioned it. We'll try to get both those to you. But first, got a call from Brody Roa. I do his PR work.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And you know, he hasn't raced since July 15th, and that's just due to, you know, the Santa Maria Raceway. There's supposed to be two races there, but they've been shuttered all year, and they can't get open in time for those. And then we lost the last race we were supposed to have on the 22nd due to the remnants of Hurricane Hillary. So Brody has not raced since July 15th.
Oh, wow.
And he's got that great coroner you've had on, Tom Dunkel from Inland Rigging.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Tom called him last week and says, hey, you want to go to Texas and Arkansas next week? I'll tow the car there. So Brody this week is going to race at Devil's Bowl Speedway in Fort Worth, Texas, or Mesquite, Texas. I'm sorry. That's going to be on Thursday night mm-hmm. at the USAC National Sprint Car Series. And then they're headed to Texarkana 67 Speedway in Arkansas to race the next two nights. Mm-hmm. And being that it came up so short, you know, they've got a sponsor back there in Texas when Brody normally runs the Chili Bowl, which he hasn't for a couple of years now, that always sponsor him, Jambo Barbecue Pits, they jumped on. And Brody, you know, his regular sponsors like Inland Rigging, Biker Bruce, I'm forgetting somebody off the top I shouldn't be forgetting right now, Inland Rigging. You know, they're helping get him there along with all his other sponsors.
Cool.
And he's also, for anybody who's a fan of racing T-shirts, now through September 9th, he's having a sale on his T-shirts at BrodyRoa.com, and it's 17% off one of his shirts, and all that money is going to help pay for the fuel there and back.
Mm. Okay, BrodyRoa.com.
.com, and it's 17% off through September 9th, and the 17 is the number of the cars, the Inland Rigging cars are right. 17A. That's the one Tommy drove. By the way, Tommy Dunkel, who maybe his 31st race in a sprint car last night at Ventura Raceway, went from 8th to 2nd.
Wow.
So he's raced there. That was his 5th race there this year. He's got a win, 2 second-place finishes. He was running 5th one night, got monster trucked after a yellow flag, came back to finish 11th, and then, well, he was in another crash. You can probably give him some credit for where he finished about 18th. But he's been doing real well. So those two guys combined. I mean, Brody's won eight of 13 USAC CRA races this year. He's been in the top 5 12 times. That's why he's
so
got that
good.
Huge point lead.
Yeah. Well, that's great. He's going to do that. So, and then you got till September 9th to do this?
You got till September 9th to get that discount on his T-shirts.
Okay. Do you have to get a discount?
You want to spend more?
No.
Yeah.
Can I just pay
Dave
full
Stahl
price?
Wants you to charge him double.
Well, you know, I went to the hot dog stand at Barona. How much are hot dogs? $7? I looked at the little kid and I gave him a $10. I said, keep it.
There you go.
I didn't think he could do the change anyway, so I didn't want to embarrass him. Well, because I love the fact that he's willing to give a discount, but I think everybody should just say, forget the discount and give it to just pay. What are we talking about? A couple dollars?
You're so generous, Dave.
Well, just,
I went to Texas a few years ago to announce a motorcycle race. I took Robin with me and went to get something to eat at the concession stand.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't eat a lot when I announce. So we got a cheeseburger to split or a hamburger to split.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, let's get a beer. And the kid waiting on us, a kid, mind you, do you want a bucket of beer or do you want a beer? What's a bucket of beer? And it was like this big popcorn bucket full of beer.
Oh, no, I thought it was going to be like five bottles of beer. A bucket of beer.
No, it was like this big old bucket of beer, and they gave you two glasses to dip into it, and it came to $5 total.
Oh, wow.
So that must have been a great announcing night.
Yeah, we don't do much alcohol to start with, so that was no problem.
Okay, so you're good.
I let her drink most of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then let her drive home. So, well, that's then, well. You know, I'll definitely hook up. And for people that don't know, it's Brody, simple, B-R-O-D-Y. Roa, R-O-A, or R-O-H-A?
R-O-A.
R-O-A. Okay. I'll be buying. I've got a Metallica t-shirt. I'm going to get a Brody Roa. Do you know how many freaking t-shirts I got? It's ridiculous.
Fox on right now.
I know. I'm terrible. I love buying stuff like that. It's my wardrobe.
Yeah.
So
Hawaiian shirts.
So what are you doing with
t-shirts in the summer and hoodies in the winter?
There you go. Hey, we've got Bob Beck in the house. He's an announcer at Irwindale Drag Strip, and he'd heard a rumor.
Oh yeah,
yeah, Drag Strip at Paris.
Yeah, we have nothing to do with that.
Okay.
If you go check it out, because I saw recently they've done with the paving and everything. You know, we did that. We were involved with the 1 years ago out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And that's basically they're doing the same thing, but the other end of the parking lot. I have virtually no information on it because we're not involved, but I did notice I went online, maybe on the fair site. The fair site, SoCalFair.com, should have information, but I saw pictures. It's already paved, and they should be getting ready to go very soon.
Yeah, because didn't Auto Club Speedway dump their drag strip?
Oh, yeah, a long time ago, and then, you know, with the closure of the whole facility, basically, now.
Well, because they're going to downsize it
to... Yeah, that's what I keep saying, yeah.
Yeah, or that's what they're saying.
If they downsize it.
Yeah, I think that'd
be... That's been awful quiet for a lot of months now, so...
Yeah, too long.
Speaking of Irwindale, I had a chance to announce her this Saturday.
Good.
But with all the nights I'm away... You know, we're in the middle of like a 4-week break.
Right.
And then it gets busy through the end of November. I've made promises, so I'm not going to be able to do that this time.
Ah, bummer. So what are you doing with your time?
I'm still working. I've got a ton of work. I've always got a ton of work. You know, and just trying to enjoy doing little stuff around the house, outside in the garden, growing watermelons and all that. So that takes up some time, too.
Yeah. You're always busy, even in this heat.
And hurricanes. Yeah,
I'll be working at midnight tonight. Excuse me.
Really? Well, you PR for a lot of people too.
Yeah, that takes up quite a bit of time. You know, it's been a little off the last few weeks, just because there's not much racing going on up this way in November. But I just did my chart for this week. How many releases we have to put out? And I think right now we're at 8, which is down from normal, but. More than I've done the last couple of weeks. So. Yeah.
Well, you do a really good job with it. I love reading the press releases. You know.
Well, there's a big one coming out on Brody that I'm going to do the final edit as soon as I hang up. It's all about the trip to Texas and the new baby and the T-shirt discount. By the way, we've got coming up at Paris. We're dark again this Saturday night, so I get another Saturday to do what I'm told to do.
Honey,
but we
list.
Come back and we get pretty busy coming back on the 16th of Night of Destruction. Then the sprint cars come in. That would be the 23rd. Stock cars the 30th. We're busy through October until the first week in November is our last race. But Don and the fair got together and they have added 4 nights during the Southern California Fair. And the first night is going to be the Thursday. I think that is the 12th of October. That stock cars. Excuse me, street stocks and factory stocks. The next night at Super Stocks, we're just a step down from dirt late models. Saturday night, which Don is going to be making his announcing debut because he told me I could go to Arizona that weekend to announce sprint cars. So Don's going to announce figure eight cars and figure eight trailer races. And then on Sunday night, it's demo cross and double deckers. All the shows, you're going to check online. They start at 7 or 7:30. Anybody who wants to come, you buy a ticket to the fair. You get in all those races absolutely free.
Nice. Wow.
Is that because Don's announcing?
Ouch. Ouch.
I don't need to really talk a lot about that. Or
David Roy Stahl.
It may be a sore spot.
It was a joke.
Michelle?
He sent me a text, and he goes, please tell me you don't have an announcing job on October 14th. And I go, well, months ago you told me we had nothing the 14th, so I do. So he texted back later and goes, oh, I guess I'm going to make my announcing debut that night.
No.
Are you free, Bob?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Bob's free. If he gets cold feet.
Yeah, we need, you know what? Let him do it. That way he'll appreciate you more. Yeah.
You know, for sure. as quiet as that guy can be, he's very well spoken when he has to.
Yeah.
He's very good on a microphone with stuff we've seen him do before. So I think he'll do okay.
Yeah.
It's not like a regular show. It's a fair show. So yeah. It doesn't start at 7 and end like at 9:30, 9:45 like our normal shows.
Uh-huh.
It starts at 7. And if you're there past 8:15,
you missed it.
That'd be a long because it's a fair show. And when you're at a fair show, they want you to do two things. They want you to entertain the people. They want the show to entertain the people, I should say. And they want it done fast so people go back out on the midway to spend money.
Exactly.
So he won't be up there, you know, ruining any mistakes he makes for 3 hours.
I'm going to send people to go listen.
Yeah. Plant them in.
Plant them in there.
He's going to be fine.
I know. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. Get back to work and let me know how the watermelons come out.
Sounds great. I'm going to pick some more this week. And cool. Once again, BrodyRoa.com. Get those T-shirts by Saturday and get a discount.
You got it, buddy.
Best of luck to Brody.
Absolutely. Well, I'll be sending him an email tomorrow or tonight. But I'm not staying up till midnight. See you, buddy.
Bye.
ParisAutoSpeedway.com. ParisAutoSpeedway.com. We're going to take a quick break. Bob Beck coming back next. Hang on to your hat. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
When you don't ping. Folks, welcome back to Razor Radio, FM 96.1, where the show off air is always better than on AM 1170.
The Answer.
It's my girl, Brittany Sandoval, brought me my Metallica shirt. Mm-hmm. At my age, this is going to freak out a lot of people, me wearing a shirt like that.
Yeah, it's not subtle.
I tried to buy one shirt. She said, no, Pops, you need this shirt. So I got this
The question was Satan or Skulls, and you said, no, Satan.
Yeah, I can't go Satan. There you go. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. Whether you're having your car worked on for normal service or you're going a little on the quick side, you've got an in-house dyno. Take care of all your automotive needs. 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net. CertifiedCarCare.net. Yes, dear.
Oh, I have a question when you're done.
I see. There's two of them up there.
Oh, one in particular now. You're right. I usually hold up the number of questions.
But when you're excited,
right.
It's two. Then it's five. Then you're on standing on your hands.
Yeah. I would like to know, Bob, what are you doing hanging with a team out in Bonneville?
We got to meet a gentleman that owns the car and races the car, and he took us to Great Britain a few years ago, and I was the moderator for their panel discussion with Steve Gibbs and a few others, Doug Herbert as well, and we were part of the British Drag Racing Hall of Fame. So we went there for that, and then he's got a Bonneville car. He holds the current record in his class at 258 miles an hour. Blew the engine going through the lights, still set the record. Decided, well, you got to build a new motor. You might as well build a bigger one. So they did, and it's still in the same class, but he's gone from 1,500 horsepower to 5,000 horsepower.
Well, of course he is.
Of course, you know. But he hasn't been able to get the power to the pavement. Well, in this case, the salt. Or we run El Mirage, too, so I go up there with them and I hang with the pits. His name is Jeff Stillwell, Great Britain.
Yeah.
And they shredded the tires. Mm. I literally just spun the tires all the way down the track.
See, if he'd have done the Burt Monroe and put shoe polish on them, they would have been fine. He would have had no problem.
Yeah, well, they keep telling him his car's too light. It weighs about 6,000 pounds. He put a wing on it. Then they thought the front end was lifting, so they took the wing off. Yeah. That spun the tires even more.
Yeah.
So what they've done is they've recalibrated the throttle, I guess a different linkage setup, mm-hmm. so he doesn't roll on the throttle quite as quickly.
Oh. Right.
And they think that is going to help him not spin the
tires. Time will tell.
Yeah, well, they took a photograph of the car going down the track, and it was only open at quarter throttle.
Oh. So, are you telling secrets you should not be?
No, oh, okay. That's not a competition. It's all. He was number three at Bonneville this last week.
Wow.
Or last month. So he came in at 225 miles an hour, spinning the tires. Mm-hmm. He was the third fastest vehicle. The conditions were not real good. We got flooded out. I was there. I'd worked at Hot August Nights doing their drag racing. Right. Then went to Bonneville from there, and it was a lake. It was full.
Yeah, we've been keeping an eye on it because of some of the guests we've had in lately.
Yeah, so they stayed. I left on Monday. They stayed, and on Tuesday afternoon, they were able to get some runs in, but the salt was not what it should be, and they shortened the course.
Oh.
He, Speed Demon did 333, was the number one car. I'm not sure who was number two. Jeff was number three at 225, and he already holds a record at 258, so this was kind of disappointing to an extent, but he was number three, and that's better than being number four.
Yeah,
that's my bucket list is Bonneville. I just haven't quite made it yet. Do you know Ardema?
Yeah,
I had him on KUSI. He's building a 1,000 horse or V12 or some silly thing.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, and his shop is like, you could spit and I could hit it, and I haven't been to his shop yet from the station.
They haven't invited you because you're going to go spit all over it.
No. He invited both you and I.
Yeah, but you're going to spit all over it.
No, I wouldn't either. No, he'd smack me. But we had him in here the other day for an hour.
Yeah, you know, Bonneville stuff they do, that's the last engineering thing where you don't have to be a hardcore engineer. Nothing's bubble wrap. No. This is pure hot rodding.
Hardcore.
Yep.
Yeah, I got a buddy of mine. He was a auto shop teacher, Bagnell, and him and his kid built their own motorcycle from scratch, and they've got, can't even tell you how many land speed records. I'll get there one of these days.
I hope so. So when we had Braun in, we just had some Bonneville geniuses in a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that was Ardemus. Yeah.
And as we were leaving, you were up here with the next show, they said you can go out that morning. You know, you don't have to stay the night or anything.
No.
I didn't know that. I thought it was like you really.
You're talking about not Bonneville, not Bonneville.
Or El Mirage.
El Mirage. You can't do Bonneville.
I thought it was more of like days.
No,
you just get up early in the morning and we'll have you back.
And Mother Nature doesn't know whether she wants you to run at Bonneville or not. Mm.
Yeah, totally up to her. Same thing's happening at El Mirage right now. They're still flooded. Yeah.
Are they still flooded?
Yeah, the same situation. It's dirt, but the water runs off the mountains.
Yeah, it's
stuck there.
Yeah.
So I'm drawing a parallel right now with Peter Starr. Mm-hmm. Who just kind of fell into his broadcasting mm-hmm. when he came over with his awesome accent.
The accent's what got him in.
So it's not so much an accent with Bob, but he kind of fell into announcing. Well, care to elaborate?
I was a racer, and I was trying to find out what my laps were. I was autocross road race type
stuff. Oh, okay.
And I went up to timing and scoring, and the guy's reading off times. And I said, I want to find out what my time was. He said, I got to go run my car, handing me the microphone. Well, I can't just sit there and beat off time. So I started talking about the cars, what they're going to do in a corner, and things of that nature. And a guy walked out of the crowd and said, how'd you like to get paid to do this? And that was my start.
It came to him.
This was 1974. Now, I have a degree in broadcasting and a occupational certificate in it. I have my Class 3 license and all that stuff. But I didn't pursue it. I was an auto shop teacher. I went a different route. And that started it. Then I went to work for the newspaper in town, writing a weekly column for them. They said, hey, there's a drag strip opening up in Palmdale. Go cover it. So I went there, announced who I was. I said, I'm here to cover the race. I said, oh, go see the track manager. So I went up to see the track manager. He says, oh, aren't you the guy that announces the motocross and the stock cars over at the fairgrounds? I go, yeah, here. And he gave me the microphone, and I stayed for 20 years. And that led to good guys, NHRA, and a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah. Yes, dear.
Go.
Oh, well, you had your finger up.
I did, but at the end of the natural conversation.
Now go ahead.
Well, I was wondering if you wanted to share with our listeners the show you do as well, because they may have enjoyed listening to you this hour.
Oh, I hope so.
Is it a podcast or is it a show?
It's a podcast right now. We started out with two podcasts. One's called Gas, Great American Auto Scene. That started out on Kaleidoscope Radio and then went to Speed Scene Live TV for 5 years. And now with Randy Cardoon and myself, we do Talking About Cars on PowerTube TV. And we do weekly. We talk to car stars. People always have a car story.
Right, everyone.
And they don't necessarily have to be a star. But last week, our show was with Clay Milliken. So we get to talk to some great car guys, too.
Right. Yeah, you were talking about Doug Herbert. When I found out he was doing brakes after the loss of his children. Every time he comes to Southern Cal, I make sure I get him on TV to help promote his program, along with Salute to Educate or Ford Driving Skills for Life, Street Racing Kills. Anytime it has to do with kids and driving of anything, you know, I do everything humanly possible to try to get people, get them covered so people realize.
Yeah, but Doug put Peg and I through the class as well.
Yeah, he is such
we learned a whole bunch of stuff too.
Do you know how the name of that group came together? Brakes. Be responsible and keep everybody safe.
I never remember it, but yeah, Doug keeps
came
telling
from
me
his
that.
Kids in his class.
Yeah,
they came up with that acronym.
Yeah,
you know, and you know the kids were all devastated, as you know, as you would think.
Yeah, that was a horrific accident.
Yeah, not even a couple miles from the house.
No,
and ridiculous.
The car was totally destroyed. You couldn't tell it was a car.
Yeah, hit a tree. Those damn trees.
They don't give.
They don't give. They don't even give a bit. Well, it's fun having you down.
Well, thank you.
Brittany will give you all my contact because she does the radio side and I do the TV side. And I'd love to get you to come down and promote the track.
Would love to.
I think that you know, because we even have, well, she hates it, but the last 15 minutes I would sell it. You know, because I really charge a lot to promote Irwindale. It's $50.
Oh.
That much, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
But she already doesn't want. See, she already doesn't.
She's doing the accounting right there.
No, because she loves.
I want to be able to offer you the first segment, and I want to be able to offer you the first and the fourth.
And she'd like to offer you the first, second, third, and fourth.
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I get two of the four.
She's
segments.
Gotten the bug. Let's just put it that way. How long ago have I had you? Did I drag
a few
you down?
Years, pre-COVID, or because we went through COVID together on.
And I just told her, I said, "Come on down." And like I said, unfortunately, I don't pay her, but
I get eggs.
And you got
a motorcycle and bacon.
Oh,
he's
God.
He's taken 15 pounds of bacon so far. I'm going to leave the door open.
From Newski's? From Newski's?
Yeah.
Back in Wisconsin?
Yeah. And fun.
So I order her 5 pounds at a time. Because she goes through 3 pounds at a race.
I share.
At least. Bacon. And you know, Friday was International Bacon Day.
I didn't
almost
know
texted you.
Wow.
And then I sent her something, bacon pickles or something.
Oh, everything goes better with bacon.
Yeah.
And those bacon chips, did those look good?
Mm. Yeah. But that bacon wrap. Hot dog from a street vendor. That was
awesome.
You
ate a street vendor food?
Yeah.
But it was good.
It was amazing. And I talked him. I talked him down from $10. I go, nah, I'd rather pay $8. He's all, okay. And then he's all, Corona. And I'm like, no, just bacon wrap taco.
For $10. But you got it for $8.
I'm getting the email ready for Bob.
All right, get the email ready for Bob.
And next week, there's no racing at Circle Track, but there is at the drag strip for Barona. Just a reminder of
that. Yeah, that's okay. That means we might have a whole hour.
And we have David Bailey. My parents are like, you mean the David Bailey? Back to motorcycles
back
next
to motorcycle.
Week. Just so you know, the David Bailey.
All right, folks. Well, we're going to go. Don't even touch that dial. Gun Owners Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The answer.